Many hospitals across upstate don't see enough patients to survive on their own, so they receive extra kickbacks from Medicaid and Medicare. In 2015, the federal agency in charge of administering those programs made a ruling instructing the contractors, which pay the hospitals Medicaid and Medicare funds, to reevaluate those payments, specifically the kickbacks for hospitals with fewer patients. The contractor that deals with New York's hospitals realized it made an error, overpaying the hospitals between $15 and $20 million more than they should have. Now the federal government wants that money back, and the cash-strapped hospitals can't afford it. Lawmakers like Democratic Congressman Anthony Brindisi don't think it's fair the hospitals have to cough up the cash years later.
That's flat-out wrong, because these hospitals are truly the lifeline of these small communities, and without them, people have no place to get their health care, and we're also going to lose some of the most major employers in these smaller counties.
He, along with Southern Tier Representative Tom Reed and North Country Representative Elise Stefanik, both Republicans, want to clarify the law so that the 2015 ruling is clarified and the hospitals wouldn't have to pay for the old miscalculations.
I think it's a common sense measure. Nobody wants to see these hospitals go out of business.
Reed says that passing it could be tough, but it isn't so much a partisan issue.
It's not a Democrat-Republican situation. It's more of a rural-urban situation in particular.
If the bill makes it to the Senate, it could get some help from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who has brought up the issue in the last few years. From Capitol Hill, I'm Vaughn Golden, WRVO News.